This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
So how have you been feeling since leaving The Voice now?
Oh gosh. At first, it was really daunting. I mean, going from this huge high of being on TV and then just dropping off was something I've never had to deal with before. So I dealt with that. And now I think I'm just really excited to get back into all this music stuff and have a new playing field really with the music career. So that's really exciting.
And is that what's changed most since being part of The Voice, the openings that you've had in music?
Oh, definitely. Before The Voice, I was playing at a restaurant on Friday nights, and that was all my music and church. That was all I did, singing. And now It's pretty much almost every day. So yeah, it's really exciting that I've got that, because my passion for it's really grown more now that I do it more often.
Yeah, getting to, I guess, see people receive your music so well and encourage you in it, that's got to really boost your confidence to keep pursuing it, I guess.
It definitely does. That's one thing I really struggle with, is just the whole confidence thing. So to have people receive it so well, even when I was on the show, was just so much more than I expected.
And you had people like Keith and Delta and Seal, even Joel, all of them, they really loved your music. And in particular, Keith said that the world was your oyster now, that it was yours. How did it feel having such high caliber talent and these, you know, celebrities that you will have watched for so long say that kind of stuff to you? I'd be so nervous.
It was really, really surreal. I remember standing up there and just kind of shaking my head to everything, because I couldn't comprehend what was actually happening. But I don't know. I just feel so blessed to have had that. It seemed over the top for me. Like, it was just amazing. So yeah, it was crazy.
And was it an easy choice for you to choose Keith as your mentor?
I did walk in there thinking if Keith turned around, then I would choose him. But like I said, having all four, when they turned around, I was like, oh, like, who do I want to pick? I just want to pick them all. But I still went with my gut and chose Keith.
And did it work out well, do you think? Was he a good mentor to have?
Definitely. I think out of all of them, he would have understood me the most, and he did. So I was really happy with that decision.
Had you considered actually being part of a talent show like this before The Voice, or was there something about The Voice and when you saw the promotions for it that you thought, that's the one I actually want to do? Forget Australian Idol, forget The X Factor, I want to do The Voice.
Funny story, actually, about 4 or 5 years ago, I used to watch Idol with my family all the time. We were so into it. And Dad, every year, would be like, Brie, you have to get on this. And I would seriously sit there and feel sick to my stomach thinking about doing something like that. Like, the nerves were already there and I hadn't even done anything. So it was a huge step for me to do something like this. And a friend just randomly sent me the link to it, and I thought, why not? May as well give it a go. I didn't think I was going to get that far. So when I kind of got to the blind auditions, I was like, okay, this is it now. I'm actually in it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Was it as different as you expected watching it? And because, like you say, you sit in your lounge room, you watch those shows, you think about the idea of doing it, and then you actually have to get to the audition and really do it. Was it as much of a shock and an interesting experience as you'd expected?
It's really surreal watching it, and it's completely different being on the other side. To an extent, I didn't feel like it was as big when I was doing it, which helped heaps with my nerves. I kind of felt like it was just me and this intimate crowd and these people just watching me sing. So in that aspect, it was a lot better. But it was still, I don't know, just knowing in the back of your head that people at home are watching you sing.
Yeah.
Like, or people in Australia, even, you know, WASA, it was just like, that was the most surreal thing, knowing that people who don't know me know my name and I don't know them.
Yeah.
That was the weirdest thing about it.
Have you gotten used to that yet? Because I imagine since the show, it's built in a greater way, that recognition and people tweeting about you and, and all of that. It's sort of, I mean, we all live in a Facebook world, but it's sort of weird when it's that widespread recognition like that. Have you kind of dealt with that?
Yeah, especially just coming off the show. And then I think I had a week or two where it kind of died down, and then someone would say, hey, I know you, and I'd kind of forget, and I'd be like, how do you know me? Where have I seen you before? And then it all comes back to me. But it's really lovely being recognised. I love it when people just come up and want to chat about it and want to actually get to know me and not the TV me. So
yeah,
I find it really nice.
And where did the journey of music begin for you? Have you been singing all through your childhood and that kind of thing, or is it a new thing?
Well, I started singing in year six, but I didn't sing to anyone until year 10. So it took me a while to actually, you know, sing in front of people. I would never even sing in front of my parents. They'd always be upset because I'd lock myself in my room whenever I wanted to sing. Mm. And then I auditioned for the school stage band. And that really helped me with just performing and my confidence. And my music teacher just really saw something in me. And I'm so grateful that he did, because it just really developed my passion for singing. And it also developed my passion for jazz as well. So that's where a lot of my vocal roots are. And and then after school I struggled a little bit because I found myself not performing as much because all of my performances were in school or church. They were the only two things. And then the voice happened and now I'm singing every day.
And how did you get over that nervous period or the confidence battle? Is it still a battle for you?
Oh, definitely. Everyone's like, oh, you're not nervous anymore. I'm still side of stage almost vomiting from nerves, always. There is not one performance that I haven't been nervous for. It's more I know how to manage it now, and I know how to not show it on stage and just keep singing anyway. So
yeah, I suppose that's the key things. And is there something that makes you feel calm in that moment, or is it really just like a mental choice to manage it?
I know during the show my mindset was always, and this is where my faith is really important and where it helped me, you know, a bunch in this show. I would always walk on the stage and I would think, my life, my purpose is bigger than this performance. So if I stuff up, if I make a mistake, it sucks, but it's not the end of the world. I can still walk off and I still have, you know, my purpose to live out. So knowing that that was not the be-all and end-all really, really helped me, and it calmed me down heaps, and I could just have fun and kind of sit in the moment. Mm. Whereas I know for others that was it. That was their whole moment. And yeah, that would just be so daunting for me if I thought of it like that.
Did you notice that distinction a lot between a lot of the contestants? Because so many of these shows, there seems to be a really strong Christian contingent. And even in The Voice in particular, it's like there's that opportunity for the Christian singers to really band together, support one another, and kind of feel like that family. But then I imagine there's a bit of a distinction between those contestants and the others that are in the show too. Did you notice that kind of gap, or was it really like one big family and that kind of everyone could encourage each other?
It was honestly one big family. I think I went in thinking there would be almost a separation, but I mean, I was closer to the people who had the same faith because that's, you know, common ground. We had a lot more to encourage each other in, so that was just natural. But with everyone else, it was seriously like one big family.
Mm.
So it helped a lot in that regard.
And is your faith part of the main backstory and reasoning behind why you get up and step up to that microphone and really want to sing?
Oh, definitely. I think if it wasn't for that, I would probably just give up. If I had a performance, I would go, nah, I'm too nervous. I'm not going to do it. Just bail and run away. But it's more the idea that I believe that I've been given a gift. So, and there's a verse in Luke that says, to whom much was given, much is expected. So for me, I feel like my responsibility in having this gift is to use it and use it, you know, for the glory of God and just really give it back to him. That's the least I can do with it. So that helps me to get up there on the stage regardless of my nerves.
And how have you seen it impact people so far? Because since the show, within the show, you've had a lot of opportunity to really engage with the audience in quite an intimate way, because with a show like that, they've got to vote for you, they're buying your tracks on iTunes, and they're connecting with you on that deeper level. Have you seen a real engagement and impact from your faith and your music into the lives of the people engaging with you?
Yeah, definitely. I going into the show, I had already set myself on, you know, I was going to make my faith obvious. Like, I wasn't going to hide it. There's no point in hiding it. It was going to come out anyway. So I may as well just make it obvious, be bold, be who I am. And so my Twitter posts, you know, I would post Bible verses and things like that. And I have had, obviously, some replies that are not the best, but that's completely expected.
Mm.
But I have had people that are just like, your faith is so inspiring. And I never knew that me just posting something like that could do so much wonders to someone's faith. And I've had, people direct messaging me on Twitter, just some things they're going through. And for me to be able to help them and encourage them in that sort of thing is just, that's something that I feel I've always been passionate about. And now that that and music have come together, it's, I think that was really my purpose in going on the show.
And what does that relationship between the fans mean to you? The name the Britta-Critters. I saw this. I need to know the story.
Got my armbands on.
Love it. Representing the Britta-Critters. So how did that name come about, first of all? And what does that relationship with those fans mean to you?
How did that come about? I think everyone else was getting really cool nicknames for their fans on the show. And I was like, what can mine be? And then I was talking with a few of them on Twitter and I just threw it out there as a suggestion. I was like, what about Britta-Critters? And they were all like, yeah, that's sick. And they all just jumped on board and then we had armbands made. And yeah, it was, I think from that name, it was all about the fans. That's what we do. We're here like at, you know, my management and me, we're all about the fans because if the fans aren't there, it's you know, nothing. Mm. So, yeah, that's how that came about. And, yeah, I don't know. I love that. I love that they're Britta-Critters.
Yeah, and you must trust them a lot because for EXO Day, which is coming up this weekend, you're entrusting them with the choice of what clothes you're going to wear, and not just once, but you've got two dresses, an evening dress and a daytime dress.
I do.
Are you kind of worried at all about what they're going to choose, or are you just happy to go with whatever they decide?
Well, I have been sussing out the votes and refreshing my my page and seeing which one's winning, and I'm very happy with the ones that are winning. They were top choice in my head, and I haven't voted. That's got nothing to do with me.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I'm very happy, and I hope those ones win.
The fans have good taste.
They do. They have very good taste.
I've noticed actually that there's been lots of opportunity for you to go on the red carpets for different events since the show, which is such an exciting thing. But being a girl, I was thinking about this, and I was looking at the different outfits and all that sort of thing, and I'm thinking, wow, this is a major wardrobe expansion you've just had to go through.
Yeah.
Did you actually have to go and find all the dresses and do that, or have you been able to, like, has someone kind of gone, hey, Brittany, can you wear this, or did the Voice people kind of supply stuff for you, or really have you had to go, like, and do a big shopping hunt?
On the Voice, they supplied things for us, which, oh, their wardrobe was unbelievable, and I miss it so much.
Just want to walk in and take all the shoes.
Seriously, it was incredible. And then after the show, I teamed up with Pink Stitch, and we often have meetings with them, and they supply me with clothes for the red carpet. And, I mean, they're all the clothes on the Big EXO Day competition, and you get a chance to win one of those dresses for the winner that's chosen. So that's really exciting. And, yeah, they've just... they're so excited about it, and it makes me so excited about it. And it's a really good team that what we're working with.
And there's a lot coming up for you in the next little while as well. You're going pretty much around the world for Qantas, doing singing for their holiday thing. And I noticed with the Fear of Flying too.
You've been reading my Twitter.
Yeah, I have. I've been following. So how's that going to work out for you? What's the trip looking like?
In October, it's LA and Saigon, and then November is Las Vegas, and I'm really excited now. I think the day before I probably won't sleep, and on the plane I'll probably be sitting there gripping the armchair.
So have you always had a fear of flying?
Yeah,
or is this like the first major overseas trip you've done then?
No, I've done Hawaii, so that's 9 hours. 14 hours I'm not too excited for. Even going to Melbourne, like the last 20 minutes, I'm kind of sitting there going, okay, get me off, just open the doors. But yeah, we'll see how I go.
And following the Twitters as I have been, I noticed someone said that there is a bicep story between you and Chris Sebastian. Now, I was like, what is a bicep story? Have you been trying to say that you've got bigger guns than him, or was it kind of vice versa?
No, it was more a blonde moment for me.
I'm making you tell it. You're going to have to tell it now.
Oh, man. I was hoping I would never, ever have to tell this story. Look, for some reason, it's really embarrassing.
It's okay. I'm part blonde, like, a little bit too, so I understand these moments. It's all right.
For some reason, Chris, I can't remember it, one of our stupid conversations, he said...
It's painful,
funny for so many reasons. He said, put your hand on my bicep. And then I was really tired and I wasn't in the state of mind. And I put my hand on his shoulder. And then he kind of just looked at me. And then I went, oh no. And then moved it to the bicep. So it was just a blonde moment.
I think he was pulling a move there. That was him trying to pull a move completely.
Just quietly. I think so too.
So has it been fun behind the scenes with the guys from the show, with the girls from the show, the entire family? Was it just an absolute whirlwind of adventure?
It was, it's still going. I feel like the show hasn't even stopped. It's just, it hasn't stopped for any of us. And, you know, I'm still really close to Tanga and Chris. And when we're together, we just always, always cause trouble. And it's so much fun. And yeah, whenever I see those guys, I'm, you know, anyone from the show, it's just like, it's like we never had time away from each other. Mm. I think when you go through something like that with people, you never, ever lose that bond.
Is there anything you'd change now about when you look back over the process and all your experiences on the show?
No. No, there's nothing. I mean, I was probably too much myself in the videos and backstage and all that, but no, it was really fun. I would do it all again in a heartbeat.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.